Welcome to Security Sales and Integration Security Speaking Podcast. I'm Scott Goldfein, Editor-in-Chief of SSI, and I thank you for listening as each week we discuss the trends, issues, opportunities, challenges, technologies, and more affecting today's electronic security industry professional. My guest today is Sandy Jones, Principal of Sandra Jones & Company, a consulting and business support and services provider founded in 1990 and based in Chardon, Ohio. The firm, which established the respected Security New Ground Conference, assists suppliers, government agencies, public utilities, trade associations, and investors in optimizing their investment and potential in the security industry. Sandy, who has extensive experience in security product distribution, is a member of both SSI's Industry Hall of Fame and Editorial Advisory Board. She's also one of the security industry's most prominent figures and respected analysts. Sandy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm looking forward to this.
Sandy, you have a unique big-picture vantage point of the industry. What are you seeing right now in the realm of M&A activity and among the investment community for both security suppliers and installation and monitoring providers?
Well, that's a great question. We're still seeing a lot of opportunity in the market and still a lot of consolidation that's happening at every level. Certainly, we've seen it on the manufacturing side, and businesses that are RMR-rich are still growing and showing high value, a lot of activity there, especially the larger the opportunity, the more buyers and more potential there are. But, you know, at the end of the day, trying to grow organically, if you're a public company, doesn't necessarily happen fast enough. So we're seeing more and more of that where you can impact the bottom line. It has to move the needle today. Where we've seen some slowdown is the system integration business from 2008, but we're seeing that starting to pick up again. Part of the reason for that, Scott, is because they're starting to actually build RMR into their businesses. So we see a lot of consolidation, a lot more opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And, Sandy, you once again moderated the industry roundtable at the recent ISC West. I was in attendance, once again, enjoyed it. And the big takeaways I got were taking care of the customer, the importance of taking care of the customer, and also leveraging technology to do the same and build RMR, as you just mentioned. Can you speak to that a little bit and perhaps what else you took away from that roundtable?
Taking care of the customer. Another good question, Scott. Taking care of the customer is where the business stops and starts. And if you're not thinking about the customer, you're not thinking in a growth market or an opportunity. What's happened that I think is significant is that technology is finally catching up with the concept. Somebody said it well, and I apologize, I don't remember who it was, but some of the things like the hosted video and the hosted access control years ago, and I'm talking before Brevo or the early stages, it was like trying to drive a train on while you're laying the track at the same time. So while the concept was there, the solutions weren't very elegant. I know those who tried video monitoring early on really suffered in trying to get it kind of coordinated with the alarm event. All those things are being fixed as we go, and as technology keeps improving, the process not only gets better, but then the ability to make it happen at an affordable level will really create a big difference. You asked some of the other things about technology there, and certainly we're seeing a lot of hosted services. When 2008 really changed our market, while we weren't as affected as badly as some markets, what did happen is that we were trying to find ways to give the customer some value and some service without them having to tap capital budgets, which had evaporated. So the hosted services started then, and now people are beginning to realize, you know what, it's a great way to serve a customer long term, because then they don't have to think about technology issues, and it doesn't help, doesn't hurt the channel either, because by providing it, they build a better, stronger company, because now they have a better, stronger, long-term relationship with the customer, and an opportunity to generate RMR. And that's one of the things we're seeing a significant change in our research when we do Voice of the Customer, is that more and more integrators are finding logical ways, and big difference, logical ways to provide RMR or to create RMR and value for the customer. As far as the ISC show, 700 booths is a lot of booths to walk around. But, you know, the thing that I saw that was different there this year is there were a lot more end users at ISC, and I think part of that has to do with the educational track and some of the things that Reed is doing to attract them there.
And is that a good trend for the industry?
It is. It is that any time you get all the pieces of the channel and the customer talking together and listening to one another, you come up with a better solution. You know, you may or may not know, that's one of the reasons I started consulting, is the channel was broken. Manufacturers thought their distributors and dealers were their customer. They're not. They're partner. And while they make buying decisions, if they work together in a more efficient way, ultimately the customer gets a better result.
Now, Sandy, as you have in the past, you were once again gracious enough to participate in our annual Gold Book issue, and you outlined some industry challenges and trends for 2011. That space, you know, we consolidated down to just a quick blurb. I thought I would take this opportunity to ask you to elaborate a little more on two of those, and one is selling ROI and value add versus hardware. That's first of all. And the other one is making long-term decisions in a market still facing economic pressures.
A good question. I think we really are shifting from a hardware business to a solutions business. And if you think about it, years ago, security was a grudge purchase. People only did security after an event or because they had to, because of liability or evidentiary reasons. Today, we're seeing the technology evolve in such a way that once people invest in it, they realize how many ways they can use it in their own business to really make it really useful and provide ROI. They're capturing customer information, staffing levels, any kind of things that help both operationally and organizationally. It really speaks to the bottom line. So we're really seeing security moving from a grudge purchase to a real value in an organization. I think the hard thing is how do you measure that? That's the tricky part. But it is measurable in a lot of ways. Then the second part that you asked about is making long-term decisions. Was that the other question you asked?
Yes.
Well, we still face economic pressures. Customers are used to doing more with less. Companies are running more lean than they used to. Some of the issues related to hiring and the economy and taxes still have us all wondering how much of that money we get to keep or have to pay in taxes. But even with those economic pressures, it really is difficult to know, how do I invest in my own business infrastructure? Do I make that investment now? Do I hold off? So I think when you have that economic pressure, it's very difficult to make the investment in a business. So that's holding some people back, because there are some tools out there today, such as quoting software, as variety of things that could operationally improve the integrator and dealer's business, that they're holding off spending money on. At the end of the day, you almost have to do it if you're going to be in business tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently, Sandy, you sold the Securing New Ground Conference, an event that I always enjoyed. What is your perspective of the events presently offered to the industry right now? What do you like and why? And do you think there's room for something else of value?
That's an interesting one. You know, I think Securing New Ground is going to become part of Security Week. And there was a challenge there because that fell 1 week apart or a couple of weeks apart. So by combining the two, I thought that was important. It really cuts down on travel time and cost and all those other things. It really makes it more efficient. And then, of course, Reed is moving ISC to more of a solutions rather than another trade show. And I think there'll be more value. As far as new opportunities, I can't think of any, and if I did, I'd probably develop it as long as it wasn't in competition with securing new ground.
It certainly seems like there's plenty of events in this industry. I don't usually hear someone saying, gosh, I wish there was more.
The hard part is, and I hear this from dealers all the time, even training, more and more of it is going on to the Internet. More and more of it is really helping alleviate that time. You still need to network. It's an intangible that provides so much value. PFA Tech is coming up. I think that's going to provide value in education. So the more and more you can condense in the shortest amount of time is really important. Nobody makes money by being away from their business.
Well, lastly, Sandy, I'm going to ask you, go deep into the recesses of your mind, if you would. Given your time in this industry, what would you identify as the most significant change for the better, and also something significant that perhaps was to the industry's detriment?
Well, you're really testing me, and reaching into the depths of the mind is a little tricky. Another good question, Scott. I think one of the most important things of the last few years is reducing false dispatches, not only with new technologies such as video verification, but reliable wireless. And so I think those are important. And I think just technology becoming more stable and catching up with the concept. I talked about that also. So I think those are the big things. And of course, moving to the cloud, I think that's going to change us. The Internet has had such a huge impact on our personal lives, how we operate our businesses, and what we could deliver to customers. It's clearly one of the biggest trends in our lifetime, at least in my lifetime. The things that I think have been the biggest detriment to our industry is the lack of standards. It is still, to me, an amazing feat that your dealers and installers that read your magazine, they are our industry's magicians. They put all this divergent stuff together and make it work until customers, it works fine, and it usually does. So standards will help that. It doesn't mean they'll go away, the dealer and integrator will go away. That means they'll be able to use their tie in much, much more productive ways. So I think that's been the detriment. And long term, this has been a great market, and I continue to see a lot of growth opportunity in it. Certainly going to evolve, and the way I see it evolving is really towards part of the integrated environment, an intelligent environment that we live in, be it residential or commercial. I appreciate you asking these questions. These are a little trickier than some of the ones that I've had before, but you're always creative and clever. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sandy. It's always such a pleasure catching up and talking with you.
Thank you. Happy Easter, Passover, and all the things that you celebrate. Happy spring. Thank you.
Thank you. My guest today again was Sandra Jones, and once again, I thank you for listening to Security Speaking. If you have any comments or questions, please email me directly at scott.goldfein@securitysales.com. Thanks for listening.